You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. There might be other ordinary people, but we're the most ordinary. Now, we do want to start tonight. I should say that today is, oh my gosh, look what time it is. It's 10 of 12.
That means it's the next day, almost.
Today, right now, it's Saturday, December 17th, 2005. And the boyfriend and I, we just recorded yesterday's show. And we're going to go ahead and record another show. And the boyfriend in the break found some music that he wanted to listen to.
Because we talked about Supreme's Christmas A-Go-Go.
And we found it on iTunes. And here's a song that the boyfriend found. It's called Little Bright Star.
Now, you promised.
What?
You
would stand on the
table in your go-go boots and beehive hairdo, jump up on this desk.
Well, while we were
and
taking
do the Watusi.
While we were taking a break, I teased up my hair.
Oh, you did?
Do you like it?
Oh, it's so high.
And what about my go-go boots? Do you like my go-go boots?
Oh, they're nice.
Black leather.
White up to the knees. Oh, honey.
And I got on the desk while you were looking.
Oh, and what's up with that mini skirt?
Well, I thought that would really help. Do you like that?
Oh, yes. Are you wearing panties under your mini skirt?
No, I'm not. I want you to see my nibblies when I stand up on the table.
And you do your high kicking steps.
So let me start the music
so
I can jump on the desk.
Oh, please.
Okay, here's the music. And I'm going to jump on the table. Here we go. I'm kicking my feet up.
Oh.
Can you hear
them?
Can you see my nibblies?
Oh, I do. Oh, yes. Oh, honey, kick higher, higher.
Oh, you're so bad. Okay, the music's beginning to end, so I must stop and get down.
Oh, you'd better. Your hair is starting to fall.
No.
You're using the wrong hairspray, I keep telling
you.
Is
that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, let's turn this down a little bit. Oh, we're having, let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, that the boyfriend and I are just having an unbelievable evening. We're having such a good time.
Santa Claus passed.
Santa Claus did pass, and actually he came to your house early this morning.
He did.
And I got to open my presents from the boyfriend.
What did he send?
Oh, you would not believe it. Listen to what I got from the boyfriend. He gave me a decanter, was the first thing. And I get to decant a bottle of wine from Grey Ghost at one of our favorite wineries. It's the Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon.
The last Reserve they're going to have for 2 years.
2 years, yeah, at least 2 years. So the next time the boyfriend and I have a dinner party at my house, it will have to be at my house. I will decant this Cabernet Sauvignon. How long? This is what I don't know. You have to teach me this. How soon do you put it in the decanter?
Oh, about a half an hour.
Could you please?
Half hour to an hour.
Before the dinner, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can do that. But it's a beautiful, well, here's the thing that I think the boyfriend has captured in his gift to me. He knows that I like simple things. Is that why you got,
Well, you needed some entertainment pieces.
I did need some entertainment pieces, but I'm talking about the decanter itself. It's a nice clear glass. It's not ornate. It's a simple design. It's got a smoky top that the stopper sits in. And it's perfect. It's in terms of my design. What am I talking about? My style, whatever. It's simple, and it's perfect for me. So I got a decanter, and then the boyfriend knows. Well, he may have done this for two reasons, but when I served the nibbles that we have.
You just served your nibbles.
I know.
And Diana Ross was singing,
up
too.
On the desk,
yes.
That's right. But when I serve the nibbles, like cheeses and crackers and almonds and stuff, I usually just give him
not paper plates.
Like a napkin or something that's a simple
place. Usually you just serve it, you just tell me to hold my hand out, and I get like a cracker and some cheese.
So here's what the boyfriend did. He gave me a set of dishes, a set of plates from Crate and Barrel that have different like berry designs on them. And each plate has a different berry design, so there's like 6 plates. And then he gave me a set of napkins, linen, are they linen napkins?
Linen, yeah.
That the pattern or the embroidered design on the napkin matches the plate. So each person has a different plate and a different napkin to go with it. And it was absolutely beautiful. So the next time that I serve nibbles for the boyfriend, he'll have a plate and a napkin to match.
And you even have, you have real dessert wine glasses, too.
I was going to get good there next. He also gave me a set of 6 dessert wine glasses from our favorite winery, Grey Ghost. They're these little, like, 2 to 3 inches tall glasses, and they're just small, just enough to hold dessert wine. And then he also gave me some other napkins that match wine, kind of, the theme is wine, right?
Well, it's not the plenty pack, plain white, 5,000 paper napkins for 99 cents.
But they're very nice. They have a print of wine grapes on one, and then there's another set that has
like a faience floral design.
A floral design, yes. Let me take a drink of my, because we're currently enjoying the same Prince Michel Merlot that we enjoyed earlier.
How many glasses have you had?
This is my second.
3.
This is my second.
3.
Is it 3?
This is my second.
And well, then this is my second.
Then it's your third.
We're drinking out of these really big red wine glasses.
This is the same glass.
Honey, speak into the microphone.
It's the same glass that I've had.
I filled it up 3 times.
No, you have not. That's yours. I drink very slowly.
Okay, so then.
I savor, you slurp.
I don't slurp it. Do I really slurp it?
Guzzler.
No, I'm not a guzzler. Let me tell one more thing, because the boyfriend knows that I like to have my personal body scents, you know, colognes. And I've been using this Polo Blue, and it smells okay. Do you like the scent of that? Excuse me. But he got me some Polo, what's it called? Beauty or something?
I thought it was Romance.
Oh, yes. Ralph Lauren Romance cologne for men. And I'm wearing it tonight. Do you like the way
clean.
It smells
yes.
on me? I thought so, too. It's very clean and crisp
yes.
scent for a men. So I really enjoy it. And is that everything? Did I sell everything?
Well, Santa Claus passed for me.
Oh, yes. And then, well, after I opened all my presents, then we had a fun-filled day of going to the cathedral and checking out the nativity scenes from different countries and different states.
And we voted for our favorite.
And I liked the Czech Republic, and you liked...
Italy.
Italy. Then, this evening, after the party that we went to that we talked about on yesterday's show, the Santa Claus had come to my house and dropped off some gifts for the boyfriend.
Well, he left his boots under your tree last weekend.
Well, because he was... Yeah, why did he do that? Was he, like, horny or something?
I think he was in your bed.
Yeah. But he's not my type.
Well, he has gifts.
That's the important part. So now, why don't you tell the audience, the listening audience, what gifts you got?
Well, I got... I got some very nice shaving supplies from Caswell Massey.
Travel size.
Yes. And then I got a nice striped, vertical striped shirt. And I got some
foot
massage
lotion.
Foot lotions, which Archer applied diligently.
I did. We went ahead and opened the jar and tested it out on his feet.
Yes. It was very nice. And then I got a new DVD player from Archer.
DVD/VHS.
Yes, because I don't have one.
Because I thought it was time for the boyfriend to come to the 21st century.
I still use Ditto machines.
And beta
tapes.
Video tapes.
And I got some DVDs.
I don't even remember which ones I got you. I got you, wait a minute. I got the Children's Hour. Is that what that was called?
Children's Hour, Holiday Inn.
No, that's mine. I didn't get you Holiday Inn. That's mine.
Oh.
Children's Hour, Laura, which we had not seen before.
Oh, that's right. And then another one that I...
I can't remember the title, can you? I got him three...
Oh, no, no, no. Little Foxes.
Little Foxes, okay. So I got him three DVDs because he doesn't have a DVD collection. He's 40... Oh, my God, you're going to...
I'm going to be 42. But I do have Faster Pussycat. Kill, kill.
Why did I get you that this summer? What was the reason for that?
Because...
Was it our six-month anniversary?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and you had had your hair teased, much like Varla.
I did not.
Before she kills men with her bare hands.
We've talked about Faster Pussycat Kill Kill before, a couple times, I think.
Yes.
But, so now you have like four DVDs to play on your player, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, very good. Speaking of six-month anniversaries, can I tell the listeners that in 2 minutes, I will have known you for a year? You have your mouth resting on the microphone, honey.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I was going to say, let's talk about that just for a minute. A year ago today, we've passed over into the Sunday hour very soon, within 30 seconds. I met you a year ago.
Desnudo.
He's saying desnudo because he was a model for me, and he took off his clothes and he got naked for me, and he let me take photographs of him.
Raped.
No, don't say that. You're gonna give the wrong impression.
He took advantage.
No,
of me.
I did not. You signed a model release. I still have it in my file.
That's what the pornographers always say.
Come on, let's be serious just for a minute, honey.
Okay.
Speak. First, what do you think about this year since you met me?
We've had an incredible year.
Haven't we? I met you a year ago today.
We've had lots of fun.
And we have had a lot of experiences together, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
What did you think that first day that you met me? Did you think, oh, this is someone I'd like to know more about? Or did you say, this guy's a freak and I need to get out of this house? What were you thinking?
Well, I responded to an ad that was looking for a nude model who would also give a massage.
That's true. I had placed that ad.
So I came here, I took my clothes off, and I gave you a massage.
You did. But for the first hour
but
and a half,
we did was talk, really.
I was going to say, when I started taking photographs, we started to talk. What do you do for a living? Where do you work? That kind of thing. And I ended up, usually, let's just, you know, talk about this for a second. Usually during one of my photo shoots, I can shoot 200 to 300 pictures. I only took 40 pictures of you. Because we spent more time talking,
that's right,
than we did taking photographs.
We bonded.
I think we really did. I don't know about you, but I thought that first day when I met you, I thought, I need to get to know this guy more. Even this was before you even gave me a massage. You probably don't remember this, but when I was sitting on the floor, like setting up my tripod so that it would be lower so I can get pictures of you on the floor level, and we were talking about teaching and all of that kind of thing, I was thinking right then, this is a guy I need to know more about. That I just besides the fact that he's gorgeous, attractive, all of those features, I need to know more about him mentally. I just hit the microphone. Did you get that sense at all because of all the questions I was asking you and all the talking we were doing?
No. I really didn't.
Well, okay.
Because my assumption is that you had photographed all these men and you just did this every weekend. And
well, really, you were only like the sixth person that I had photographed by that time.
But I just assumed you'd been just doing this every weekend and meeting different guys and...
Okay, well then when...
But we had a good time.
We had a great time that first day. When did you get the idea that maybe I need to date this person?
Well, I would think in
the weeks that followed when we continued to exchange, like, emails and all.
Okay.
And then we had an agreement to meet again.
Which was probably, like, mid-January, I think.
Yes, and you said...
Oh, yeah, I did say...
ask you on a date.
I did say that. I said...
And then you never did.
I did. I said I said something like, I think I'd like to ask you out sometime.
And you never did.
And I never did. And then finally, by the time February rolled around, you made it official. You said, you finally got you finally just gave in and said, will you go out with me or something? I don't remember exactly the words, but we went out on an official date. And that became our official
starting point.
Dating weekend or whatever.
Right.
So even though I met you at December 18th, 2005, December 18th, 2004, we didn't officially start dating until February 21st, 2005. So, but now could this be our 1 year anniversary, or do we have to wait till February?
No, we have to wait till February.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's anyway.
You know, I'm a historian.
So timelines are very important for you.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
The sequential ordering.
Can I just tell you officially to the whole world that my life has totally changed meeting you?
Really? Well, mine has too, honey.
Because you've introduced me to the whole idea of the whole concept of wines. We've enjoyed, well, food too. You've introduced me to a lot of foods. And just, you know, you enjoy the same things that I kind of enjoy, and just, like, I don't know, I just like spending time with you.
I like spending time with you, too.
Is this too mushy for a podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm getting too emotional.
We need more Supremes at Go-Go.
Did you line up any more to listen to?
You turned it off.
I can go back to it instantly.
Let's go back to it.
Okay,
let's listen to the Supremes version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Well, let me find it here.
Watch Archer kick, step, kick, step.
Let's listen to this a little bit here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shimmy, honey. Shake it.
Shimmy. Ozzy is coming to town. I remember earlier today you said I could sing no matter what I sound like.
Go ahead and sing.
I'm not going to, but... Do you like this?
It has a little step to it.
But now, let's turn this down just a little bit. Oh, it's going off anyway. Don't you prefer traditional...
Oh, absolutely. But when I'm in a mood to really kick my heels up... Does Nancy Sinatra have a Christmas album?
Well, you know, we
let's
could...
look that
I was going to say, we could certainly
about high
search and find out. Oh, you still have the Supremes Christmas on here. Okay, Nancy Sinatra Christmas, because you know it will come up with everything if we put just in Nancy
right.
Sinatra.
Well, she's such a prolific artist.
She is not. look.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing from Nancy.
Nothing from Nancy Sinatra Christmas. Well, do you know of a Nancy Sinatra Christmas song?
No. Oh, let's do...
As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are playing on iTunes. Nancy Sinatra what? Just Nancy Sinatra?
I don't think she has much on iTunes, though.
No, she doesn't. Three albums. And two of those are remixes.
What about These Boots?
Remastered. We have that. I have that on iTunes already.
Just play Anything by Nancy.
Don't you want to stick to the Christmas theme?
Oh, I don't know. That's Anything by Nancy.
Well, let's see what we have here. As Tears Go By. But not for me. I don't like this. I'm all tangled up in my head with a wire. Now, what was the... We had actually had, sweetheart, a couple of things we're going to talk about on this show. The gifts.
Yes.
What else?
Oh, there she goes. Oh, she's so sultry.
You know what this reminds me of? The girl from Ipanema.
Oh, yeah.
The girl from Ipanema. I don't know the words. When she walks, she smiles, but she just doesn't see.
She smells?
No, I don't know. Is it, how do you say that? How do you say that?
Ipanema?
Ipanema?
It won't come up.
No, it won't. Nothing will come up. Oh my God, something came up. Bossa Nova, girl from Ipanema. Oh my God.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, sachet. Oh. Oh, très chic. Oh, honey.
All right, we have to go back to the topic at hand. What was the topic?
Well, I don't know. I'm watching your bosoms move.
Are you saying I have man boobs?
In that halter top, of course you do.
Honey, that's not a very nice compliment. Are you saying I have, what are they called? What's
the breasts?
No. There's like a name for man boobs. Ooh, this is Billie Holiday. Called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Alright, let's turn this down a little bit. Let's talk about what we're doing tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow's gonna be Sunday. December. Actually, look at the time. It's 12:09 a.m.
So it is the 18th.
It's already Sunday. The 1 year anniversary since I met you.
Honey, that was the 19th.
No, it was the 18th.
It was the 19th.
That, you want to bet?
Oh, yes, I will bet on this
one. How much you want to bet?
Because you have it dated on the CD. You gave me the CD with my photographs. It says December the 19th.
Are you? No way.
Yes, it does.
You're lying.
Look up December 19th, 2004.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're lying.
No, I think I'm correct.
Because I have it written in my blog here.
December the 19th.
See, artist. Oh. No, I don't. Are you sure?
Look up December 19th, 2004.
On what?
You can Google it. You'll see a calendar.
On Google? What's Google got to do with it?
It'll show up a calendar. Look up December 19th, 2004.
December
19th.
December 19th, 2004. Oops, I put in a period, not a comma. Okay, so what am I looking for?
Like whatever calendar, you should see calendars.
No, I don't see a calendar, honey. Let me go to my regular calendar and go back. December 2004. The 18th is a Saturday. You would have come over on a Saturday. Are you saying it was a Sunday?
I'm pretty certain it was a Sunday.
Look, December 2004, 18th is a Saturday.
I'll look on the CD you gave me. But I'm pretty certain it's the
18th. Maybe because that's the day I burned the CD was Sunday the 19th.
But I would have been here.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty certain it's December the 19th.
I can't believe I wouldn't have written this on my blog. Let me... 2004... Look, December 19th. Oops.
I told you.
Warren, W. Shit.
Oh, I don't care.
W came over for photos today and gave me a massage. He gave me a great massage. Oops.
December the 19th. I told you.
You're right.
Now, why am I correct?
Because you're so fucking smart.
And because I'm a history teacher.
So, really?
Dates are our things.
So, today's really not our 1 year anniversary.
No.
Why did we think it was the 18th?
Because you got the dates wrong.
I'm so upset about that.
You had the answers. You weren't ready for the test.
Oh my God, I'm so upset about that, honey. I had that so worked out.
F. You have to stay for detention now.
Well, that I will do.
Get on your knees and take your panties off.
Stop! I need to stop this recording before you go on.
Spread your cheeks.
Stop.
You've been naughty, and it's
you
time for punishment.
You are being naughty.
Spanky poos.
Ooh, spanky poos. Oh, stop. Please stop. Ooh.
Ow.
Ooh.
More.
Oh, stop. More.
You're enjoying it too much.
We're being silly, totally silly, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I was totally wrong. The actual date is December 19th, 2005.
That's what I thought. That's when I lowered my skirts.
Which would be Monday. Well, you know what? Now let's talk about the Christmas holiday. Totally changing subject, being serious now. The boyfriend is leaving on Wednesday.
I am not Thursday. What's wrong with you?
I'm losing it. Thursday, December 22nd, to go home to Louisiana for the holidays. You're going to be gone a week, right?
Yes.
What are your feelings about seeing Louisiana in the state that it's in?
Well,
are you worried? Are you, you know?
Well, are you going to burp?
I just did, but I
know. But you held it in.
Quietly.
You swallowed it.
Yes.
Well, as you know, Gray Line Bus Tours has added a Katrina tour of New Orleans.
That was sick when I saw that, heard that.
Yes, pay $40 and you get to see misery and death.
Can you believe that shit?
Anything for a buck. But anyway. So I'm prepared, I think.
Do you think you're mentally prepared for it? I mean, you've heard all the stories from your parents.
I've seen the pictures.
You've seen pictures, but you haven't seen it in person.
Well, I'm as prepared as I'm going to be. I know that it's not going to be the same holidays where I meet my friends in the French Quarter and we...
Well, some of them have moved away, as you've already told us.
Well, yeah, they've had to. I know that, it's not going to be the same. Even Christmas dinner won't be the same because we can't even get green beans. I know that's upsetting to you.
No, you were talking about you can't get the, the pork or ham or something? I don't remember what.
Well, because so much, my mom gets a lot of things fresh from like farmers market, you know, the produce stands and...
And they're just not there.
They're not there. And then, even the pecans, my mom makes homemade pecan pie.
Right.
All the pecans are blown off. All the trees are blown away. The pecans, it's just all gone.
So she won't be able to make pecan pie anymore.
Well, pecans are $10 a pound now.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
$10 a pound?
Yeah.
That's as bad as gas.
Are you feeling gassy?
No, I as soon as I said that, I knew you were going to go there.
You were going to go there, weren't you?
I was not. You were.
No.
I'm talking about gasoline.
Yes. Well, anyway, so it's all very... In fact, I talked to my sister last weekend, and we're planning an anniversary party for my parents.
That's right, because they celebrated 45 years in September, and they were eating MREs, as you've told us before.
Yeah. So I'm going to cook dinner, but my sister's not certain we can get all the ingredients. So we're going to do the best we can. We have to make do. So, because a lot of the stores aren't open and the roads are still destroyed and all this. So.
But she's been checking to see if they have, like, that. Weren't you going to do some kind of pork roast?
Beef, tenderloin.
And the stores just haven't returned to normal.
And even the whole, like, as of 2 weeks ago, she could not get green beans.
Just, oh my god, 3 months later.
Yeah.
Almost 4 months later.
Well, they were going grocery shopping in Houma, which is like 45 minutes away.
What's the name?
Houma, Louisiana.
Houma?
Houma.
H-O-M-A?
Yeah, H-O-U-M-A.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Well, even supermarkets that are open, they don't have enough workers. So at 5 o'clock, there's not like a next shift coming on
to restock.
Or the roads are still destroyed, so there's not like shipments coming in.
Well, highway that was totally torn apart that goes across.
And that hasn't been fixed.
No, of course not.
So, but you know, I'm as prepared as I'm going to be, and I know things aren't going to be the same. But at least, you know, I'm lucky in that they're all alive.
That's they survived. True, that's true, that's true.
They still have their homes.
But see, I was actually, I think I said this on one of my shows this last week, that I think you're going to be a little shocked at what you see, because yes, you've seen pictures, yes, you've heard from your parents, but when you actually get there and see it, I think you're going to be a little upset and shocked.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm already feeling sorry for you, even though you're not even there yet. But I was thinking about that this week. I'm thinking, my boyfriend is going to be just, not devastated, but you're going to be upset with what you see.
Well, I'm going to go to my sister's house, and as I think I've said before, all around, her neighbors all around, one neighbor decided to write it out.
Have been destroyed.
And the home was reduced to like brick, I mean like ashes.
Right,
the,
rubble.
The home was just, their house was blown apart by the hurricane. And they were going from room to room in the house as they watched their home fly apart. And they like spent the hurricane in a bathroom. So I know like none of that's been fixed. Like my, for some reason, I think I said my sister's house was built to withstand 120 mile an hour winds.
Yes, you did.
And it was, I mean, my sister's house was like at that brink.
Where it was sort of flying apart. Right, to fall apart, right.
And they, and the house survived. But all the houses around her, but they're all new homes, I'm assuming.
But her home is not a new home. They built that specifically to survive 120 mile an hour.
But all those homes, they moved in that neighborhood. It was all, those are all, that's all new construction.
Well, it wasn't very well done then. But or luckily, luckily your sister and her family were not there at the time.
Yes, because it would have been horrifying. But, you know, I'm not a meteorologist, but hurricanes are, they're just bands of wind.
Right.
And so wherever bands move across, so her neighbors got that band that was 130 miles or 140 miles an hour. I don't know what it was, but it's on this like diagonal, like around her neighborhood. So the back door neighbor, like in this diagonal, severe wind, there's just nothing left. But my sister's home survived with minimal wind damage, but had it been just like a little worse,
a little closer to her house,
she wouldn't have had a house.
The band that
the wind, yeah, the right, wind, the that, wind that blew across. I mean, she missed by like,
well, a matter of feet. I was going to say, a matter of feet. But now here's the thing I'm talking about in terms of the Christmas holiday. For 40 some years, you've spent the holiday at your parents' house.
Right.
Obviously, this year you're not going to be at your parents' house. Is that going to like affect you emotionally? That you're, it's not going to be the same.
Well, I mean, I like to think that a home is just a community. I mean, it's.
So, in terms of, you mean, as long as you're around the same people.
Yes, I think it'll
that
be,
you'll be
it'll
okay. Be okay. Well, yeah. That's actually good then, because you know, so many people associate holidays with the physical part, the same tree, the same living room, the same chair that they sit in on the holiday. Because for me, for 40 some odd years, we all assume the same positions in the living room, and we all, you know, unwrapped presents in the same place and stuff. And the tree was the same for 40 years.
Right.
When it did change, it was pretty devastating. But you don't feel like that's going to be a big issue for you because of the hurricane?
Well, I'm just lucky they're all there.
Well, that's true. You have some. I'm looking at this totally differently because you are just.
I mean, there's a context.
Happy that they're alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are thousands. I mean, as I think most people know, but there are 6,000 people missing.
Still missing.
I mean, there's 1,300 confirmed dead. There are 6,000 missing from Hurricane Katrina.
But now, you know, in terms of this week's politics or this week's developments from Hurricane, they did vote to send $3 billion to...
Oh, but that's a drop in the bucket.
Well, what do you think it's going to cost to rebuild all those levees to...
Well, I don't know the cost, but I mean, it's complete. What is evident is that there's a complete deterioration of natural protections from these kinds of hurricanes.
But this $3 billion, is it going to put the levees at a place where they can sustain a Category 4 Or are they going back?
Katrina was a four.
I know, but I'm saying in future, are they going to build them so that they can sustain a Category 4?
No, the goal is a Category 5.
But are they going to build the levees back to that point, or what?
I think what money has, because those levees are destroyed, so they need
they're gone.
So that money that's been allocated is to repair them, to fix them, to withstand.
Oh, you mean repair them back to a level 3 category?
To what they were, but what the plan proposed is the Dutch system.
Ooh, which is really good, actually.
It is what keeps the Netherlands from being like.
Which is really water. More about the storm surge.
But that's floodgates and all of this, and closing and opening floodgates with storm. But then that brings in there's a whole environmental discussion about doing that kind of thing. The problem with what's going on in New Orleans, and this could be a boring boring thing, but
and that's fine. We're the ordinary queer cast.
But so. What has protected New Orleans from the past and southern Louisiana is just this array of barrier islands and wetlands, marshlands that have been completely destroyed
and converted to houses
because of the levee system.
Oh,
the levee system keeps the Mississippi River from flooding out the New Orleans area, but that's also deprived that delta region of important soil nutrients and whatever keeps the wetlands.
Which couldn't flow naturally because of the levee system.
So all these, and then of course they've dug in the delta area, they've carved out these inlets so that large ships can
make it through,
come
there.
Into New Orleans. Well, many of those inlets aren't being used. These are just Army Corps projects that really, it's like the bridge to nowhere in Alaska. So apparently these inlets magnified Katrina's storm surge to impossible proportions.
Okay, well, listen, before we completely lose all of our listeners,
yes,
let's just say that, because the question really was, is that are you going to be upset when you see the devastation that you're going to see?
No, I think I know what I'm going. I think I'm prepared to see
that. You prepared yourself for this devastation that you're going to
see.
Okay. Well, now are you ready to have a nice holiday vacation with your family? I mean, because you haven't seen your sister and her family since I think you last saw them in July, June or July.
Yeah.
So, we were waiting July. Out. It was July.
We were waiting out Hurricane Dennis.
Yeah, Hurricane Dennis. Yeah, which was right after Hurricane Cindy.
Yes.
So the boyfriend has definitely had his share of hurricanes.
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, we really need to end this show because this is going to be going long enough. But I just want to say that in the year that I have known this man, that I have completely grown to love him and appreciate all the things that he has to offer me in terms of education, sharing experiences, and so forth. I don't want to get it mushy, but sweetheart, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to tell us before we end?
Archer drank all of his wine.
Here we go. This is the last show that the boyfriend will be on until after Christmas.
That's right.
Because he's leaving on Thursday. And I won't see him again until the New Year's weekend.
You should play The Angels, My Boyfriend's Back.
Well, we won't, but
I know, because you will not be able to resist your dance steps.
And singing and all that. So, let's just say goodbye. So, I'm going to say, excuse me.
Oh, horrible.
Until next time, boys and girls, the boyfriend's going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I will say goodbye. Until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.